is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. A jury decision that sets a significant precedent. The Kerr-McGee Nuclear Corporation ordered to pay millions for radiation contamination outside its plant. Bruce Hall has the story from Oklahoma City.
The jury ruled that Kerr-McGee was guilty of negligence in allowing plutonium to be taken from the nuclear facility. They awarded the family of Karen Silkwood $10.5 million in damages. Ms. Silkwood was contaminated when she ate food in her apartment that had been mysteriously covered with plutonium. Investigators said the plutonium had come from the Kerr-McGee facility, but they could not determine how it got in the apartment. Ms. Silkwood was a union activist who was trying to expose health and safety problems at the Kerr-McGee plant where she worked. She died in an automobile accident 9 days after becoming contaminated in 1974. Attorneys say the decision will have a major impact on the nuclear industry, possibly making them responsible for all nuclear contamination incidents, regardless of where they occur. They say it may also force the federal government to dramatically strengthen all health and safety regulations for nuclear facilities. Bruce Hall, CBS News, Oklahoma City.
More news after this.
If you're a do-it-yourselfer who takes pride in your work, you know how important it is to use good quality tools like the ones you'll find at True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest you see their exclusive line of Master Mechanic hand tools and accessories. Like the 21-piece, 3/8-inch regular and deep socket set for just $31.95. The set includes an 8-inch ratchet, 6-point and 12-point sockets, extensions, and more, all in a fitted case. True Value Hardware Stores also offer the Master Mechanic 19-inch flat-top toolbox for just $7.95. This rugged, roomy steel chest lets you store many tools and small parts, and the handy lift-out tote tray can be easily carried right to the job for added convenience. See the complete selection of quality Master Mechanic hand tools and accessories only at participating True Value Hardware Stores and home centers. And save gas you won't have to drive for your shopping and gift-giving needs if you're looking for value, service, and selections. You'll find them nearby at any one of the more than 5,000 True Value Hardware Stores and home centers nationwide.
The White House said today that it's not taking gasoline from other states in order to give more to California, and insisted that the shortages will be spread as equitably as possible. California is beginning to doubt that, Terry Drinkwater reports.
A very dry weekend. That's the prospect for California. There just is not enough gas to stay open Saturday or Sunday, according to most service station owners. They have been ordered by the governor to keep the pumps flowing during the next 2 days in an effort to make the odd-even allocation plan work. But that's impossible, said one station attendant. We don't have anything to pump. It's a drought. Today, the pre-weekend lines were blocks long, frustrations growing. And so is resentment against Washington. The population of California has climbed 1.9% in the 1977-1978 period. The rest of the country grew only 0.8%. That's perhaps the primary reason the gas crisis started here. And it's the reason Californians are angry. The promises of relief from the federal energy planners, they believe, have been too little and too late. Terry Drinkwater, CBS News, Los Angeles.
We haven't heard much about military shortages in this energy crunch, but it turns out that the Pentagon is having its problems, too. Ike Pappas reports.
America's giant military machine is having its own problems with the energy crunch. Petroleum shortages of up to 10% are showing up in Army, Navy, and Air Force units worldwide. But according to defense officials, the combat readiness of those units has not been affected. To make up for the shortages, units have launched what were termed aggressive conservation measures, a sort of self-imposed rationing. It is known that training has been cut back in some units because of the lack of petroleum. The Department of Defense is the largest single consumer of petroleum in the nation, with most of it going for diesel fuel for ships and aviation jet fuel. And how much is that? A grand total of more than 19 million gallons a day, and no waiting online at the pump. Ike Pappas, CBS News, the Pentagon.
A high official from the Energy Department told a House subcommittee today that there will be more gasoline in July than there was last month, but he pointed out that demand will be higher, too. The World Tonight continues in a moment.
Weekends were made for Michelob. Weekends were made for special friends. It's the time to have that smooth and mellow beer. It's Michelob.
With a special three-day weekend coming up, why not celebrate with a beer that's just as special?
Weekends were made for Michelob.
Yeah.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Take your contact, take it now. Give your cold to contact.
Before you choose a cold medicine, you should know that no cold tablet, no cold liquid has found the way to give you contact's continuous relief. One contact works up to 12 hours, helps relieve all your congestive symptoms, all day, all night. That's the wonder of contact.
Give your cold to contact.
Take only as directed.
Israeli commandos landed on the Lebanese coast early today and struck at suspected Palestinian guerrilla positions. It's the first time they've used that sea approach in about a year. The Israelis claim, quote, very good results, but the guerrillas say it isn't so. Doug Tunnell reports from Lebanon.
While reports from Israel say that many guerrillas were killed in the operation, Palestinian commanders here claim only three of their men were wounded in the attack. Local residents denied Palestinian reports of any damage to the nearby villages. But the Israeli assault is yet another indication that the ongoing war between Israelis and Palestinians in southern Lebanon may be far from over. PLO officials here have warned that if the attacks continue, they will step up their attempts to cross the Lebanese border into settlements in northern Israel. And the guerrillas say they will escalate action against the Israelis elsewhere as well. PLO officials seem to have few illusions that each new attack will almost certainly bring Israeli reprisals. Israeli raids and shelling into Palestinian territory in Lebanon to date has claimed at least 65 Palestinian and Lebanese lives. And as with past battles between those two old enemies, almost all the casualties so far have been civilians. Doug Tunnell, CBS News, Beirut.
President Carter warned Congress today that the treaties turning the canal over to Panama are the law of the land and must be implemented. Yesterday, opponents in Congress almost succeeded in putting the implementing legislation on ice. The Wall Street Report after this.
Amok. A 7-foot Japanese soldier under orders to fight a war that ended 30 years ago. Amok, every time he leaves the deep Philippine jungle, he kills. His weapon, a huge samurai sword. Amok. Now, a man rises up to avenge the murders and a hunt to the death begins. Read Amok, a novel of explicit terror that'll slice right through you. Amok, now in paperback from Fawcett.
Yeah, feels so good it shows. Everybody knows it's a Sealy Posturepedic morning.
Sealy Posturepedic, designed in cooperation with leading orthopedic surgeons for no morning backache from sleeping on a too soft mattress and for feeling so good it shows.
Yeah!
Right now, participating stores are featuring Posturepedic and other exciting Sealy values. Check newspaper ads. It's a great time to buy Sealy.
The weekend doldrums hit Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrials closed around 842, down 1.04. The average price was up 2 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume there today over 26 million shares. The average price was up 9 cents on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.
KNX News Radio, on the scene, on the move, in Southern California.
At 6:09, this is Harry Burrell for KNX News Radio, your 50,000-watt news voice for Southern California. Now the major stories in Los Angeles and the West on Friday, May 18th. Gasoline stations open today for even-numbered license plates. A forgery suspect taken into custody by Hollywood police following an alleged shootout with officers. Two members of the Los Angeles City Council want the city attorney's office to probe federal fuel allocation methods. President Carter's energy troubleshooter, Charles Warren, is in Los Angeles promising more gasoline for some Southern California counties. And the 31-year-old son of California Senator Alan Cranston is ordered to stand trial on charges he tried to murder his ex-girlfriend.
Say you need new tires? Well, I warn you, don't put it off. Play it safe with the best. Like Montgomery Ward's Aramid tires on sale through May 26th at a $76 to $112 saving when you buy a set of four. Come with me and I'll tell you about it on the way. Buckle your seatbelt. Here we go. Montgomery Ward's tires, Aramid tires, are rather special. Two Aramid belts, pound for pound, five times stronger than steel. Then there's two smooth-riding polyester plies for comfortable driving. Montgomery Ward's Aramid tires are called rain grapplers because of their road-gripping tread. Now, you're getting all that and saving $76 to $112 at the same time. And it makes sense, buying all four tires of the same make, all brand new, giving you a great sense of security. Montgomery Ward's Aramid tires are sale priced as low as $43 to $72 each. So buying a set of four makes more sense than ever. Now, where else can you get long-wearing white wall radials for a price like that but Montgomery Ward? Now, do you see why I'm sold on Aramid tires? That's why we're here at Montgomery Ward.
And that's the sound of KNX News, live and direct.
A forgery suspect has been taken into custody after holding off police for about 2 hours. This is Jody Hammond on the 1100 block of North Ardmore in Hollywood. The suspect appeared to be in his late 20s and was wearing only blue jeans as he was led in handcuffs to a waiting police car. Nine rounds of tear gas had been shot into the house that he broke into earlier in the afternoon. LAPD Lieutenant Jeff Rogers picks up the story.
The suspect was located by patrol officers after a vehicular pursuit. He took refuge in this house. The first patrol officers at the scene evacuated a couple of small children and some women that were in the house. After it was determined that he wasn't going to come out, we talked to him over the bullhorn several times and ordered him out. He didn't come out, so we put several rounds of tear gas into the house. Waited for a while. He still didn't come out, so an entry team of officers went in the rear of the location. They searched the entire house, and they eventually found him in a rear bedroom, lying on the floor between two beds underneath a blanket.
Was he armed?
It's unknown at this time. The officers are still searching for a weapon. He didn't resist upon arrest, and it doesn't appear that he had been wounded.
About 40 police officers, including a SWAT team, had been on the scene, with a police helicopter hovering over the action the entire time. Jody Hammond, KNX News Radio.
Thank you, Jody, for your live report. Los Angeles City Council members Bob Ronka and Zeb Yaroslavsky today proposed that the Los Angeles City Attorney look into federal fuel allocation methods. Ronka and Yaroslavsky feel that the U.S. Department of Energy has helped create the gasoline shortage in California. The two councilmen want other cities in the state to join in a possible lawsuit against the Energy Department.